this week's parsha begins Vayetze Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva Vayelech Haran. Someone wants to ask me to give a title to this week's parsha. I probably dubbed it A Nation Is Born. This week's parsha is probably one of the most fundamental parshas of the Torah. Yaakov Chir Shavavos marries Rachel and Leah, and the Shvatim are born, minus Binyamin, all the other Shvatim are born. This is Mamish the Parsha, where Klal Yisrael begins, the story of Klal Yisrael begins to unfold. And yet we find something very unique about this Parsha. Anyone began being Mavir Seder already, sides for the fact that it's twice as long as the past few Parshas, but another difference we find in this week's Parsha is that it's a Parsha Stuma. It's the only Parsha in Torah that has no samach and no pay. There is no parshas given in the Torah. And the Baal Turim immediately, first Baal Turim in the parsha, and the Baal Tosfos ask, why is there no samach? Why is there no pay? Why are there no stumas and psuchas in parshas Vayetze? So the Baal Turim, Yeshemesh parshas u'stumo v'atam l'fisha yotze b'seisir. Last week's parsha, Yaakov stole the brachas from Esav. Stole the brachas from Esav. So he had to run away. So he ran away quietly. Obviously he didn't run away and leave any signs of where he was going. Since he ran away quietly, therefore we sort of keep the parasha low-key and we don't have any samach and pace. Same lashon as the Baal Tosfos. What Shrei with this chat is that we know the reason why we have a samach and we have a pay in the prayer is litain revach from Moshe Rabbeinu lehizboinin ben parasha leparasha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, dictated to Moshe how to write the Sefer Torah, he used to give him time between each parasha to think it over. So there's a samach, there's a pay, and Moshe Rabbeinu used to think over exactly what happened, the deeper meanings of what happened, and with that he began writing. So the fact that Yaakov Avinu left, what does that help Moshe Rabbeinu? And the fact that it giving him a revach, being parasha leparasha, because Yaakov Avinu left quietly. Find in Medrash Parshas Miketz. You all know the story that after Yosef went down, Yosef went Mashbib in Mitzrayim, Yaakov ran out of food. So after they went, they came back, they bought back some food, and then that food ran out, and Yosef said, don't come back until you bring my brother Binyamin. And Yaakov told them, go back, and they said, we can't, because he wants Binyamin. So Yaakov used the Lashon, why do you make things so bad for me? Why do you tell him that you had a younger brother? Why do you make things so bad for me? Zakta Medrash Rablevi B'Shem Reb Chama Ben Chanino. Me'oi lom la'yomar Yaakov Avinu Dover Shel Batol Elokach. This was the only time in Yaakov Avinu's life that he said a Dover Shel Batol. He said something that was not necessary. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ani Oisek La'amlechez B'noi B'Mitzrayim. I am in the middle of anointing a son, crowning a son in Mitzrayim. And you're worried about Lomer Yosem Li? Do you see the big picture here? Zogin da'ale mefarshim on the Medrash. Me'oilom le'yomer Yaakov dovish al-batol ha'ainu she'yitle ha'nagosei b'mikro chas v'shalom. Yaakov Avinu lived his life. He never looked at the small details in life. Although he went through terrible travails, difficulties, he still never looked at one and said, look how hard I have it. Because he understood that everything that happens in life is part of a bigger picture. And therefore Yaakov never focused on a mikra, on something that happened. Because he understood that I may not know now, but there is a big picture over here that I don't understand. Lomar Yosam, this is the only time that he said a davar shel batol. This is the only time that Yaakov went and he focused on a mikra and he said, why is this happening to me? Why is this happening to me? This was a batal. This was a taina on Yaakov. A taina on Yaakov. On Bechir Shavu'ot, you should have known better. You should have known not to question a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We find there's one tana. Once Hillel and Shammai, after the generation of Hillel and Shammai, all the Tanoim are called Reb. Reb Yehuda, Reb Akiva, Reb Meir. There is one Tana with the exclusion of one Tana, and that's Nochem Mish Gamzu. Nachum Ish Gamze was the only Tana that was after the days of Hillel and Shammai that he didn't have the name Reb Nachum. He was called Ish Gamze. Apparently that seemed to have been a more appropriate and more chashuv a title than the title of Reb. What was the great Milo? The Milo of Ish Gamzu was that he understood that Gamzu, this mikra, this that happened at the end, in the scheme of things, is also the teva, is also for the good. I may not understand it now, but it's all there, it's all for the good. And that carried over in his Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, Talmud of Nachum. Gemara says in Afsamach Amadeis and Brachis, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is done for the good. One evening he was going, and he reached the city. He knocked on every door. He asked, can I stay the night by you? And he slammed the door in his face and said, no, you can't. And he went from door to door to door. And every person said, you cannot stay by me. Amar called over the Rahman al Tav of it. Must be for the good. So where did he go? He went to the forest. Vahabi Badin, he had with him three things. A Tarnagaila, an alarm clock, a rooster, a chamro, his donkey to travel, and Visharga, and his light, his torch to see where he was going. All of a sudden the night begins, tremendous wind comes and blows out his candle. As you can see. Comes a cat and eats his rooster, kills his rooster. Now he has no alarm clock. Comes a lion and eats his donkey. Now he's stuck in the dark, no way of knowing when Shacharis is, and no way to travel home. It's pitch black, it's quiet, scary. And in the middle of the night he gets awoken by tremendous screams. There were bandits, a group of bandits attacked the city. And they were killing everyone in the city. And because he was sitting there in the forest without any noise, no one was able to make any noise, not the rooster, not his donkey, and he had no light, they didn't see him. And therefore he saved his life. Every mikra in life, there is a big picture over here which we may not see. And we may not know. And that is why Parshas Vayetze is a Parsha Stuma. Because in Parshas Vayetze, Davka, in this Parsha, where a nation is born, where the Klal Yisrael begins, where the Shvatim, each one of the Shvatim, every one of them, that in Yaakov, and with Rachel and with Leah, and the different troubles that he's gone through this parasha, getting Rachel, getting Leah, dealing with his father-in-law, all of his troubles that he had, they look like troubles, but look at it in the big picture. There's no parashas, there's no little mikras, there's no isolated events in this parasha. Everything has to be viewed as one big picture. That is how Klal Yisrael has to view things. As one big picture. Beli Lapian says, if you think about this week's parsha, Leah had six children. And she was Muberis, was the seventh. She knew she was going to have another Shevet. She makes a quick cheshbon. And she tells herself that if I have another Shevet, and Bilhah and Zilpah each have two, then Rachel Imenu is going to only have one. She'll have less than the Imais. So Leah davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she said, to save my sister's shame, please change my Uber, let her have the Shevet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekabler Tfilas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her, she had a daughter instead of a son, and she had a daughter Dina. You'd expect tremendous nachas to come from this daughter. This is the daughter, this is a L'shem Shemayim Tachter. This is the daughter who she gave up the Shevet Ka. What happens? Shechem captures her. This is my daughter, the only one of the Shvatim. Shechem goes and he captures her. And if that's not enough, she became Muberes. And she had a child. And Shvatim didn't want such a child to be in their midst. So what? They put the child and they threw the child out. They put a kamei on the child that said, who I am, I'm a daughter of Dina, which is a daughter of Yaakov. But the child didn't grow up in Beis Yaakov. Is that the schar? Imagine what Leah thought at night. Is that the schar? I gave up my shiftei ka. I gave up the son that was going to be a shevet in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzva, and I gave up for a daughter, and this is what happened to my daughter? She had violated by Shechem, and if that's not enough, and her daughter, I don't even get to join my enikel. But if you look in the Medrash and Parshas Miketz, what happened with that girl? When Yosef became the Mishnah Lamelech, he traveled through the city of Mitzrayim, and all the women and all the girls throwing jewelry at him. And he picked up one of the pieces of jewelry that fell on his lap, and he looks at it, and it's a kameya. And it says on it, Ani Bas Dina Bas Yaakov. I am the granddaughter of Yaakov. Yosef finds her, picks her out, and marries her. Leah gave up one shevet and ended up with two, Menashe and Ephraim. If you look at it slowly, you look at it when it unfolds, you look at it when it happens, it seems so bleak, it seems so terrible. But when you look at it in the full picture, there's a full picture. We may not always get to see the full picture. Sometimes we miss a plane. We're in a terrible sort of way, half hoping that someone will hijack it. Like this, you have a story to say that I missed the plane because it got hijacked. And if it doesn't get hijacked, then you feel, why did I miss the plane? Everyone seems to have gotten there on time. Why not me? So we don't seem to understand it. But there is a cheshbin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, and many times we see the cheshbin, and many times we don't get to see the results. We say in Shabbos, davening, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Ma Godlu Ma'asecha HaShem, Ma'id Amku Machshavoseicha, how great are your ma'asim, Ma'id Amku, they're so deep, Ish Bar LaYeda, a regular person cannot understand this, Uchsil, and the dumb one, La'yavin Ezois, cannot understand this. Frank the Alta tells the Rav, what does it mean, like, Uchsil La'yavin Ezois? This I don't understand. What does it mean, Ezois? Uchsil La'yavin. He doesn't understand it. What does it mean, Ezois? Just imagine if someone got a tour of NASA's station, and he walks into the big room, the control tower, the control room of NASA, and he looks on the wall, and there are hundreds, if not thousands, of gauges and dials and buttons and knobs. Hundreds, and each one is running. And this person walks in on the tour, and he tells the tour guide, I don't understand that button. I don't understand what that button does. The tour guide looks at him, where are you from? That button you don't, but the other thousand buttons you know, that button you don't understand? He said, that's Iksil. Iksil is my Godlu Ma'asecha Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation is so tremendous, it's so vast, it's Ma'id Amku Ma'asecha. There's such Amkus in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs his world. Iksil HaYavin HaZayis. The Iksil comes in, no, I don't understand that. This I don't understand. Why did this happen to me? I'm a good person. Why did it happen to me? Because Baruch Hu is saying, you're so small. You're so little. What do you expect to understand? Stand where I am in a bird's eye view and then tell me if you still don't understand what's happening. Wait. Have some patience. Sometimes you'll be zeich and you'll get to see what happens at the end. Sometimes you won't. But just understand that it's all part of a cheshb. And just as one understands that when this person says he doesn't understand this knob, it's chaser seichel. So too, one understands that every one of those knobs have an importance. And if one of those buttons malfunction, if one of those buttons stopped working, one of those dials, one of those gauges stopped working, then who knows, the entire operation will have to be cancelled until the next time around. Because every single one of those serve a purpose. We may not know which purpose, but every single thing serves a purpose. And every one of us is another button. Just like we're small, we don't understand what goes on in our lives because it's so small compared to the big cheshbin, but yet we are all a button and we are all needed and necessary. The Gemara tells us in Chulin, Yainasin asked Ben Azai, how do Rabbi Shmuel explain this pasuk? So he says, Ben Azai answered me the following words. Kishashama as Divrei Rabbi Shmuel, when I heard it, Chaval al Ben Azai shaloshim says Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Azai said on himself, Chaval Ben Azai, that you didn't stick around Rabbi Shmuel longer. Why, Zakr Rashi? Chaval Ben Azai hefsid v'chavalo hi be'oilam. It is a tremendous travesty to the entire world lost out that I was not Mishamish Rabbi Shmuel. Talmud Vasek Hamaisi Ani Ben Azai, such a gifted Talmud as I. If I would have been Mishamish Rabbi Shmuel, I would have known so much more. Who was Ben Azai? Ben Azai, the Gemara says in Becheres, Kol Chachmei Yisrael Daimin Alayke Klipas Hashum. The entire world compared to me is Klipas Hashum. Nothing. I'm greater. But yet Ben Azai felt that if he would have been able to learn a little more, the entire world would have been a different world. Because Ben Azai understood that every single person has a tafkid. Every single person has a purpose. And your purpose is not only for you to fulfill your tachlis, your purpose is to fulfill the world's tachlis. We are a button on that wall, and every button together helps the entire system work. Every button is necessary for the entire system to process. And if that button is not working, the entire world is malfunctioning. And don't think this is only like someone Ben Azai. This is not only for someone of Ben Azai's stature. If a person just looks at himself, we know Kishem Shem Par, it's the same Shabbos. No two faces are alike. But yet, a face consists of many different features. The nose, the eyes, the mouth, the chin, the cheeks. The entire makeup of the face may not be the same. But people may share the same features. Some, two noses may be alike. But there's one feature in the body that no person shares with anybody else. That's your fingerprints. No person has it. Why the fingerprints? Because that is where your koyach ha-maisa comes from. Every person has his own fingerprint. Every person koyach ha-maisa that he is supposed to accomplish in the world is different than his neighbors. It's not the same, because what you are supposed to accomplish in this world is not the same accomplishment as your chaver is. You have your unique contribution to this world, and you're mechuyev to do it. And if you don't, the world is not the same. The Chatzkel Levenstein used to say, "Loidia alvnei Adam givu roisa." Pashas, it's referring to HaKadosh Baruch. Zok de loidia alvnei Adam givu roisa. Tell a person givu roisa what his strengths are. A person has gewaldige koiches. That we all familiar with the story of the Netziv. The Netziv, as a young child, wasn't the biggest of masmidim. He once heard his parents lamenting, and they were saying, maybe we should put him as an apprentice to a shoemaker. And when he gave out his shiltis, when he gave out his chibur on shiltis, by Yassim, he said, if I would have become an apprentice to a shoemaker and I would have gone up Achamei Vesrim, they would have said, Naftali Tzvi, we see your shoes, but where's your shiltis? Not only for Naftali Tzvi, where's your shiltis? Not because we needed you. You're right, you were able to give out a shiltis. But the world needed it. You came down on this world with a tachlis, to fulfill a tachlis. The world was void of a pirish to the shiltis. You were the one that was supposed to fulfill it. Now you messed my system up. Kiviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, now I have to redesign the system. Because you didn't fulfill that which you were supposed to. And if a person is makir is chashivus, and he's makir is kaychus, but he says it's so difficult, so hard, I'm masking, I know that I have tremendous potential, but it's difficult. Michtam Eliyahu says by the Dar HaFloga, the Dar HaFloga built a tower to wage a war with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I would say, okay, I'm waiting. Let's fight up. Let's have it out. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He spread them throughout the world. It's pshat. Sakti Michtam Eliyahu, B'Tzelem Elokim Baruch Hu Eisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with a Tzelem Elokim. Tzelem Elokim, we used to teach, he created a person in the image of God. What that means, I'm not sure. But it somehow means that a person has a tzura that looks better than a tzura of Behemoth. Zakta, you know what it means, B'Tzelem Elokim Baruch Hu Eisam? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person a Tzelem Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yehi Rakia, and there was a Rakia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something should be in the Bria, and it happened in the Bria. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koiches. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person a Koiches, B'Tzelem Elokim Baruch Hu Eisam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a person the Koiches of Elokim, Kiviyachad. That if a person wants something, it'll happen. Frechter, then why didn't I win last night's lottery? I wanted to win it. Zakta, you're right, you may want it. But there is another person in the world that also was created with the same Tzelem Elokim. And he wanted the stock market to go down. And you wanted it to go up. So it didn't. There is different people. Everyone has their own Tzelem Elokim and everyone wants their own thing. But if the Klal Yisrael comes together, Biachtus, with everyone with one goal, there is nothing that they can accomplish. Nothing that a person can, that a tzibur can't accomplish. Chas v'shalom, not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was worried. He was just worried about his oilam. If the veld was coming together with one rotzen, with one tachlis, they can make untold damage to the world. That is all when it comes to things that regarding the world. But when it comes to a person's personal ruchnius, there is no one in the world that doesn't want you to shteig. There is no one in the world that doesn't want you to fulfill your potential and to become the person you can become. And if there's no one that doesn't want it, then there's no reason that if a person wills it, that it shouldn't happen. The t'nai is you have to will it. You have to have a ratzon. You want it. If you want it, there's no one stopping it. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with a tzelem elokim. If you want it, it'll happen. But there's one t'nai, you have to want it. And this one t'nai is that a person has to know his koiches. To farshtei that you are given tremendous koiches and that you are put into this world not only to fulfill your potential, you are put into this world to make the world a better world. And may Hashem, we should be able to use our koiches, because Baruch Hu should give us the seichel and the bina to farshtei on our koiches. And with that, Be'ez Hashem, we'll have a ticket to the veld.